Good evening. I'd like to welcome everybody to the regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors. I would like to open the meeting today in memory of one of the worst days in American history when our own country was attacked at Pearl Harbor. So if we could just get about 10 seconds of silence, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. That was to remember those that gave their life for their country that day. Can we rise and join Carol and Graham in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call to take it.
Thank you, sir.
All members are present.
Fantastic. So this is the time for public comment. If there's anybody in the room or online that may want to make a comment about something they're concerned about that is not agendized, that's not on the agenda tonight, this would be your time to speak up and come forward and make your comments. Is there anybody in the room that would like to make any public comment? Please come forward to the podium and address the board.
I would have been here a month ago to say congratulations to the re-elected directors, but I was really sick. A bunch of negative COVID tests, though. So
that's good.
The one thing that I would like to mention about the election, though, is you shouldn't consider it a landslide, because my expenditures for running were the cost of driving over elections to file. I spent nothing else on it. I didn't do any campaigning. And this was not a landslide election. I got an amazing number of votes considering that I didn't campaign. So I think that the issues that I pointed out on my website are things that the sitting board needs to give serious consideration to and not just brush it off. And one of the ones that's been bugging me a long time that's not on my website, and today was a good example of this, the structure of the scheduling the meetings is extremely public unfriendly, where you have meetings spread throughout the afternoon and early evening with big gaps between them, so it basically wastes half the day. And I'm not used to most of the work being done in committees. That's not the way it was done when I was on these boards. Most of the committees do preliminary research, but the bulk of the discussion belongs at the full board meeting. And that's something that I think this district does just so totally wrong. And I would like you to, some convenient time in the future, agendize reconsidering how that's all structured. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Any other public comment? Anybody online that would like to make any comment? Is there anybody?
There's no one online.
Okay. So then I will close public comment and move on to consent calendar.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any public comment on the consent calendar?
No.
Hearing none, then I will bring it to a vote. All those in favor of accepting the consent calendar indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Area agency reports. Let's go ahead and start with the Sheriff's Office, since I see our esteemed colleague here with us tonight. Hello, Lieutenant.
Thank you. Good evening. Hi, Mark Johnson, Lieutenant of the Sheriff's Office. Probably the most exciting thing, we actually are going to get a new Discovery Bay resident deputy. He will be starting next month, so probably in February, because we'll have him come here and introduce him and all that good stuff. It's Deputy Christopher Coy. The good thing about this position is that I get to pick that deputy. I am truly the deputy all of our department. He's currently working at our mirror station, which covers Bay Point, Martinez. He's a field training officer. He does a few other things, but he has experience working with the community. He is also a Discovery Bay resident, so he wants to make sure that things are good and we stay safe here. So, like I said, he'll be starting our shift change next month.
Does this change the dynamics of the current, or just is this a personnel change?
This one's going to replace Cody, who we lost.
Because he went to training.
Yeah, so we'll have to, yeah. He doesn't have to train.
No, but Cody went up to training.
So Cody went to training, and now we probably have a replacement for
him. Awesome. Right.
The next thing I'll talk about is starting in November, due to the shoplifting at the Santa Cove Shopping Center, and as you well know, that's my pet peeve. Depending on the day, usually 4 or 5 times a week now, and depending on the hours, I have 1 or 2 deputies specifically assigned to the shopping center. And their job is to just be in that area and be able to respond to any kind of shoplifting and look for anything suspicious. So what we've done is whatever deputy that's working, he goes and makes sure the managers have their cell phone. So instead of calling dispatch and the time delay and whatnot, they're calling deputies directly. We've actually been very successful with this. The last weekend, I think we got 4 or 5 shoplifters in custody. And it's a wide range of folks. So one in particular ended up having a gun in the car, drugs, I had a warrant. And the other one we got on the other side of the spectrum was a lady that could have been my mom, lives in Discovery Bay, has no police contacts, never been arrested before, just didn't want to pay for her groceries that night. So we're seeing kind of a wide range of things. But at this point, nothing surprises me, so we're going to continue to do that, at least through the end of December, and then we'll evaluate if we still want to keep doing that or not. But right now, it's been pretty successful. Yesterday, we had a pretty different call here. Some alert citizens over on Lighthouse Place observed 2 people breaking into a vehicle. They ended up stealing about $4,000 worth of tools. Got back in their car and took off. The witness actually gave us a pretty good description. The deputies who were responding actually saw the suspect vehicle on Balfour and towards Brentwood. We tried to stop it. Car took off. The pursuit lasted about 8 miles. Once they got on Marsh Creek Road, the car began going in the opposite lane of traffic, going at like semis and whatnot, and they do that so we stop chasing. In this case, we had to because we have to weigh the danger as opposed to the crime that we're chasing for. We got the plate, but unfortunately, it was what we call cold-plated, which means they put another car's plate on their plate. So we are still looking for that car because we do think they're local folks. So I'll let you know if we find anything from that. But during that pursuit, they ended up throwing out all the tools they got out of the car. So we were able to recover some of the property for those folks.
Lieutenant,
was that like at about 9 o'clock or something yesterday morning?
No. That was about 3:30 yesterday.
Yesterday? Man, I'll tell you what, a couple of you guys just came off of Sellers making a left onto Brentwood Boulevard, like right through a red light with sirens flare. I mean, second guy slowed down a little bit. I mean, they were definitely going after something in a hurry. It must have been something different then.
Yeah, offhand, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, no, I know. But I happen to be, coming up to that stoplight, and they all of a sudden came out of nowhere. I think they were there, and I just think that they're.
Well, we're actually responding to calls all the time. So
yeah, unbelievable. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
So for Discovery Bay, the month of November, we had 316 calls for service. We took 43 reports. As a station house, we made 30 arrests. You guys have the sheet there with all the reports we took. So just some of the highlights that we had. We had a traffic stop over in front of the CVS and found a fair amount of methamphetamine inside the car, as well as a pipe, so that person was taken into custody. We had what was reported as a vandalism over at the Pulte Homes off of Timber Point, and a car had actually crashed through the gate. What happened was, when they crashed through, their front license plate fell off, so we were able to track them. Ultimately got those folks.
It's a bad day.
We had the 2 DUI turnovers, which we gave to CHP. We had 4 traffic stops in Discovery Bay, which resulted in 4 warrant arrests. 2 of those were from the deputy specifically assigned to the shopping center. We had 1 armed robbery on Beaver Court, and it was a 17-year-old victim who we're actually very familiar with. He claims he lost $1,000. There might be a little bit more to that story. But we did identify some suspects in that case, so I should have an update for you next month. They should be in custody shortly. We had 1 restraining order arrest. We don't have any major crime trends, but the last couple of months we have had garage burglaries, and we had 2 more in November, and it's either people leaving the garage doors open or they're locked. In fact, we actually had one last night where a car was stolen from the garage as well. And then we had two non-criminal deaths that we investigated. Other than that.
Well, thank you.
Any questions for
no.
Johnson? No. Thank you again for your attention that you pay to our district, to our community, and we really appreciate you and your guys. Let them know that for us, please.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, is anybody? Is Steve's not here, right?
He's on the phone.
Hey, Steve is on the phone. Let's hear from
Diane Ferguson. I'm out here on the issue. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are all of you guys?
Good. What you got for us?
Pretty quick. I'll keep it nice and short of wrapping up the year. I don't have too much going on. I will say I heard that the frame of lights went well minus the rain, so I'm glad to hear that in office, you know, tried to help that event be as successful as it could leading up to it. So unfortunately wasn't able to make it out, but I just, you know, I heard from some different folks that it was nice minus the rain, so glad to hear that. We've gotten a few calls from folks in regards to the Old River Bridge project. That's the one right there east of Discovery Bay, right on the county line between us and San Joaquin. They've got it down to one lane in each direction. I'm sure you guys are all familiar. Lots of folks been running the light, especially as it gets a little bit later in the day, causing some potential head-on collisions. So we are going to be working with our state partners, CHP, Caltrans, to figure out what we can do to make that area a little bit safer, as they're going to be working out there until at least May of next year. And, you know, I drive that way to work every day, so I know how crazy it is. And so I don't know if you guys have been hearing a lot of things from residents, but we've been getting some calls, so I just wanted to make you guys aware of that. And then really the last thing is just an invitation. The supervisor is hosting her holiday open house here in our Brentwood office tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. You guys are all invited. Would love to see you and anybody who's listening or anybody you think might like to join us. Light refreshments. And the address is 3361 Walnut Boulevard right here on Brentwood. And with that's pretty much all I got, unless you guys have questions for me.
Any questions for the supervisor's office? Nope. We thank you for there. Happy holidays to you. And unfortunately, I will not be able to make it over there. But please extend my greetings to Diane and the staff over there, Stephen.
I will. Absolutely. Happy holidays to you guys.
All right. Thank you. Anybody here from Lori Wilson's office? Is Tiffany on the phone?
There's a phone number, but there's no name attached to it.
Tiffany, if you're there, please unmute yourself and let us know. Okay. Is Officer Thomas on the phone? Donnie? Are you there? No indication from anybody? Okay. Then we will move on to the meat. Item F. Discussion and possible actions. The first item is with regards to Five Star Bank, and I believe we have some people here that would like to speak to us. So I would invite Jerry up to the podium, I believe. Is that what we're going to do? Okay, we'll let staff introduce the item. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
For years, the town has had a satisfactory banking relationship with Bank of Agriculture and Commerce. Recently, the town received notification that the local BAC branch in Discovery Bay was closing. The decision by BAC to close the bank opened up an opportunity for us to evaluate whether we should continue the banking relationship with BAC or research some new options. We identified some key features that we would like to look at for in a new bank, and one is location, customer service, cost and interest earning, and ease of conducting the business. Five Star Bank is one of those banks that checked all those boxes. So to present from Five Star Bank their banking opportunities, our Senior Vice President and Government Banking Specialist, Jerry Legg, and CSDA Finance Administration Director, Rick Wood, is also accompanying him.
Great. Floor is yours, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to come and speak with you. I came last month and met with the Finance Committee meeting.
Again, my name is Jerry Legg. I'm Senior Vice President, Government Banking Manager at Five Star Bank. I do want to make one clarification on the packet that you all received. It says that I'm the president of Five Star Bank. I would love to get to that level, but I'm not quite there yet.
Well, we promoted you.
I'll let my boss know. What's before you in your packet is a presentation that I had sent in, and basically a little background. Five Star Bank is a community bank headquartered up in Sacramento. We cover government banking throughout California. We have about $700 million in public funds on deposit from various agencies, cities, and counties in the state. My experience prior to going into government banking was I managed at the state treasurer's office for over 8 years, and I also managed at the State Department of Finance. And in those two capacities, my goal was to eliminate bank fees for the state and to increase interest earnings and make things more efficient. When I went into government banking, I brought that same philosophy over. So, in the presentation you see, the bottom line here is that what we're offering to the town of Discovery Bay is free banking, no fees. If you set up a money market account, you will earn 2.75% interest. Currently, with the balances that you have at EAC Bank, you have about, according to the August statements, there's approximately $21 million on deposit there. You were earning zero. You weren't paying any fees, but you were earning zero. By making the changes that I put forth in this proposal, as well as what Rick Wood of CSDA has been proposing with some of the other investment options, the district is going to be making well over $400,000 in interest income and paying no fees. You'll also be getting better service, quicker service, and upgrades to whatever you're doing with your banking. That would include free checking, free online banking, free ACH, direct deposit, free wire transfers, free remote captures, check scanning with the free scanners, free mobile bill pay, free bill pay, free checks, free deposit slips. And while between meetings, I noticed this wonderful activity guide that you've got. And in there, I noticed that you have movies in the park and you have concerts that you put on. One of the other districts that we work with, the El Dorado Hills Community Service District, we sponsor their concerts they do every summer. That's what we do with our customers. We put money back in the community. So we can help offset that cost, whether it's the movies and or concerts. We do that for Paradise Recreation and Park District with our ice rink. So that's something that's not in the proposal, but now you've got me recorded saying that.
So I vote aye.
You also have the undivided attention of some of our staff.
The word free tends to get that.
Sure.
But I can take any questions you have.
I have a question.
Sure.
So, how do you guys make your money then? I mean, if there's no cost to us, I mean, there's got to be an incentive to your financial organization.
So it's great coming here this time of year because you might know the movie It's a Wonderful Life. That's basically how it happens. You know, you take money from deposits, you loan it back out, and we make the spread.
So you're just strictly looking as assets to your, basically, your bottom line to allow to use a lot of
companies. Exactly. So we're not nickel and diming. We don't charge fees. We don't have, you know, cost to go and talk to a teller or something like that. It's basically whoever deposits money, we lend it out, we make the spread.
Dina, how did you find Five Star Bank?
CSDA conference.
Oh, excellent.
So at the CSDA conference, I asked many different individuals mm-hmm. there, whether they're general managers or just administration workers, and actually just contacting CSDA. And so they came highly recommended by CSDA.
Excellent.
And then we asked for a proposal, and we turned it around like that, and then came and gave a presentation to staff, and then a presentation to the Finance Committee.
Excellent. Thank you.
I think Brian and I were at a Finance Committee meeting earlier today with some information that's going to be coming to the entire board next month with regards to how to invest some of these funds now that we have an opportunity to do that. And one of the interesting things was is they said the only cost that would be for moving your funds around would be wire transfers. And I thought, well, that's something we should mitigate with a new bank when we have one. Mm-hmm. And that's already been addressed here tonight. So that's very interesting. Fit right into the conversation.
I will say from the Finance Committee standpoint that we did get a presentation last month, and we felt that what we heard was outstanding, and we wanted the rest of the board to hear the presentation and maybe make a decision on what we want to do going forward. Any other questions? Any clarifying questions from the board?
No, I read through the information and Googled you all online and did some reviews, and yeah, it's all good.
Then I'd like to open it up for public comment. Is there anybody in the room or online that would like to comment with regards to that presentation?
There's someone online, but they have not raised their hand.
Okay. Anybody in the room? No? Okay. I will close public comment then and bring it back for further discussion and or action.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve staff recommendation.
And Ashley seconded?
Yeah.
Okay. Seconded by Director Porter. With that being said, I would ask all those in favor to move forward with staff recommendation, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, and thank you for being there for us. We appreciate it.
And Jerry, I'm going to hold you to your word because I put the concerts on along with that harmonica verse. <Yeah. laughs>
He'll be following you out to your room.
I want to see your part.
We go great community concerts.
Yeah, and they're a huge part of our community.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And our contact with you, sir, will be through staff, I assure you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, moving to item number 2. And thanks for taking the time to come down, Jerry. Appreciate it. Mike's got some information for us on item number 2 and the management plan that we've been working on diligently, so I'm going to hand it off to you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you can.
Good evening, board. Mike Davies, staff.
Yeah, I didn't know how to introduce you. That's why I just went with Mike.
That's funny.
People come up through the organization. I have a feeling in a couple months I'll be going Mike Davies, custodian. I'm here before you tonight to address, again, SGMA, our groundwater, and just to recap very briefly, back in 2015, California passed the Sustainability Groundwater Management Act, which essentially states that if you are in a medium priority basin or a critically overdrafted basin, that you have to become a GSA, which is a groundwater sustainability agency, and you have to put together a groundwater sustainability plan. And then after that, you have to implement that plan. But one of the things they said we could do is that we could share in the development of the plan with other GSAs that draw from the same basin and has the same interest as your agency. So we formed, first thing we did is we did form ourselves as a groundwater sustainability agency, as did the other agencies in the East Contra Costa Basin, and we entered into an MOU where we all agree to share in the cost and the sweat of developing a groundwater sustainability plan. Well, we did. We developed a groundwater sustainability plan, and that plan was submitted on time to the Department of Water Resources. Department of Water Resources is still reviewing our plan because you have other plans in the state that have been submitted to them, and they're prioritizing the severely overdrafted basins and approving those plans prior to, you know, and then working their way towards the medium priority basins, which we are. Well, we're now in a phase, though, where we have to start moving towards ground implementation of our groundwater sustainability plan. So one of the last things we did is we agreed with a second amended MOU to work together with the other groundwater sustainability agencies to share costs in the implementation of the groundwater sustainability plan. That costs money. So what we want to do now, and what's before you at this particular time, is we would like to get a grant from the state to help all of our agencies pay for the implementation, some of the implementation of the groundwater sustainability plan. So we're at the implementation stage. Now, in order to apply for this grant, the board needs to pass a resolution, which I've attached. And that's a grant requirement. But there needs to be a lead agency in dealing with the grant folks. And so Brentwood has stepped up and said, we volunteered to be the lead agency for processing this grant. And we also have, for signing it by the president of the board, a letter that acknowledges and supports, you know, that we will support Brentwood in being the lead agency for that grant. So tonight, you'll be approved. We ask you to approve two things. One is the resolution that's applicable to the grant itself, and then the signing of the support letter that we will support Brentwood in being the lead agency on the grant. Available requests.
Any clarifying questions?
Just out of curiosity, is the plan that we submit, is it a boilerplate that everyone submits the same type of plan, but it's different information, or?
No, it is actually, well, there are criteria that must be addressed in each plan. So I would say probably most of it has very similar headings, if you will, but what takes place in the substantive content that goes underneath those headings is unique pretty much to your basin.
Okay, so, but the criteria walks you through the process of filling out the plan, all kind of ish.
Yes, that's my understanding.
Any other clarifying question? I'd open comments from the public on this. Is there anybody in the public that would like to make any comment with regards to this agenda item? Okay, so I will close public comment, and I will bring it back to the board. To entertain a vote, and I would ask whoever's going to make that motion to look at the recommended action as it's placed on the agenda to make sure that we cover everything accurately.
I will make an motion to approve and adopt Resolution 2022-40 and authorize the President of the Board to sign the attached letter of support. Andy, do I get a like?
Congratulations on making the minimum requirements.
It's taken me 2 years. It's okay.
Very good.
Before we get too distracted from the facts, is there a second to that motion?
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? I think we should acknowledge all the hard work that's been put into this thing over the years by a lot of different agencies and the coordination that Mike was the general manager that he put into helping us participate and to be a leader among that group, and I want to thank you for your hard work for that, Mike. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay. I'm signing things here. Okay. Well, then, there's not much more to say, is there? We have no matter any director's reports, anything for the good of the order for any of the directors? Any future agenda items that anybody wants to bring up at this point?
Yes. I would like to request to ask Will Nelson or representative from the planning department come to a meeting to talk about the three properties that were mentioned last week for the density housing. Two questions that I do have is two of the properties mentioned said they had developers interested. My questions really are, who are these developers and when was this interest? Are they talking about something that happened a year or two ago or something that's going on right now? And then also if we could get any sort of overview of the Cicchini property, although, you know, understanding that the plan, as far as I understand it, isn't gonna come across till next year, but at least maybe we could get an idea because it's been quite some time since that was discussed.
I would like to hear from them too. I don't know if we can get them out here for a meeting or not, but
even Zoom, you know. But we could request.
Let's try to get them out here.
Was Kerry Harris's husband, who is part of that, he came and promoted or presented to us about 3-4 years ago. Her husband is a developer partner.
I don't know. I don't know who you're referring to.
Here. She's a local resident here.
Yeah, I know the name. I don't know.
Yeah, she's local.
What's her husband's name?
Well, if we put the...
let's go to the county agency that's
involved with this and see if they, you know, this is an intricate piece, and they seem to have left out the fact that they should be respecting our MAC duties and be including us in some of this decision-making process, at least from giving us the information as to what's planned. So let's see if we can't get one of the planners out here to give us a presentation. Andy, is that you grab the mic?
Yeah, that's appropriate. I was just going to say something very similar. Would it be appropriate to have them come out and make a presentation?
Yeah, so they're talking about an area that they don't even know what the traffic patterns are or anything else. So they haven't come out here. They don't really. Well, maybe they have, and I just don't know.
But. Yeah, just considering where we are with our duties as a MAC. MACs typically come as decisions are made, so they'd be taking information from us. With regard to our authority to do anything to water, wastewater, that sort of thing. So, but I think it's entirely appropriate for them to.
Any other items for the future agenda? All right. Hearing none, I will adjourn the meeting.